You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Crosstown Radio Partnership between the Daily Memphian, Crosstown Concourse, and the University of Memphis. We appreciate you listening.
It's LZ. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
South Radio here on WYXR 91.7. Let's get into it, y'all.
Pyramids, voices Carry on, but I'm not hiding. You got me hard, 'cause you know.
hope y'all enjoying the vibe so far. I'm in here with my boy Sola.
Yerp, yerp, yerp. What's happening?
We got a new segment on the show, and we call it What the South Got to Say.
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
So, yeah, man, I'm glad you in on the show. This is like, what, your second episode?
Yeah, this is like my second episode. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Appreciate you for coming. I think one of the things that we want to know here in the South on Way Down South Radio is you as a creative in the South, what do you have planned and what motivates you to follow through on those plans?
Oh, man, that's a big question. So currently I would say what I have planned are a lot of plans around Juneteenth. So I'll be doing the Juke Well Sessions, which is like an art show exhibition based around the culture of the Mississippi Delta. So we'll be re-imaging a juke joint, a couple other interactive installations where we're just taking pieces of culture from Mississippi Delta and just making it relevant to the people. I have live performances, DJs. I'll be DJing myself along with my boy over here, Cough Drop. So
yeah, yeah.
I can't wait to get into that. As well as a few visual artists who will be putting art on the walls in a couple of unique, eclectic ways. So I'm really excited about that. But as well as I have another event that day that I'll be a part of at the Sterick Building. I don't know if enough people know what that building is, but if you're off Madison and B.B. King right across from Napoleon, the Hotel Napoleon, it used to be classified as the tallest building in Memphis, and now they're doing a renovation for it.
So originally a skyscraper, right?
Yeah, originally a skyscraper. So probably the tallest building in Memphis for 30, 40, 50 plus years. It's been out of commission probably since like 1987, 88, but it just got bought out. They're about to do some renovations to it that'll be done in the next few years. So they're doing a opening for, not an opening, but just kind of letting people come in and preview the building. Juneteenth will be kind of be one of the first days that they let people come in and see what it's looking like. So
yeah, I'll be doing that. I heard that history too.
Yeah, that history. As well as I'll probably be in Nashville at Minerva on the 22nd.
Yeah.
So Juneteenth weekend is packed. I'm also in Miami.
Yeah.
The week before for American Black Film Festival. So I'll be helping with a curation down there called Visuals and Vibes, as well as DJing. So, man, I got a packed week.
Yeah, that's a lot
packed
of
month.
That's a lot of things going on in the South for y'all that don't know. So, you know, we on Way Down South Radio. Y'all are going to hear from us again before this show is over. But for now, keep enjoying the vibes, and we're going to keep it coming to you.
For sure.
I was waiting for you to tell me you were ready. I in on your microphone. Ready or not, here I come.
Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I can fool the world, everyone would have a gun. And together, of course, we get the up and on their horse. Kick around drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased. But no, don't weep. White left in the state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again, hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly.
Oh,
Yo, 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 we back to hear more from the South and what the South got to say here on 91.7 WYXR. So, I'm going to let my boy Sola come in and introduce himself, give y'all an artist introduction. I did a brief one, but I'm going to let him, you know, give you the full spiel, and he going to spit a little something, an exclusive for us on the show. So, floor is yours, my brother.
Yo, I'm Sola. I've been doing art probably for about, I've been writing poetry at least I was 7. I actually think I still got my first poem. But I'm a poet, writer, curator, DJ, photographer, photojournalist. And typically when I start projects or curate something, an event or anything, I kind of have to write about it first and write it out, do a little treatment. And I typically start all of my projects from a poem. So, being that Juneteenth is coming up and we're doing the Juke Well sessions, I wrote a little piece kind of to give me a little direction for what I wanted to do for that particular exhibition. So I guess I can spit that a little bit for you.
Yes, sir.
All right, so. When the heat rolls heavy on southern skin and the sun dips low between cotton-stained clouds, we gather. In the hush between fireworks and firelight beneath halos of sweat and song, we parlay. In the shadows of the delta where the music hums low and the stories rise thick like steam off the gumbo part, this ain't your average summer soiree. It's an exhibition, a revival, a living archive of soul, flavor, and freedom. We started in the Juke Jones, where bodies remember how to move and spirits remember how to fly. Then we stir the pot. And every dish comes with a story you weren't supposed to tell. We close with a quake, September singing, glittering gospel of hips, honey, and holy noise where the slow drag is sacred and joy needs no permission. Art on the walls, whiskey in our glass, rhythm in our bones. Come get what the Delta's been cooking. Born from the dust of drums, our dreams once stitched in gold now crumble in corners where angels cry. The sky no longer answers when we speak the language of belief. The streets echo with, not with joy, but with the sound of doors closing before we arrive. We watch the children bury their magic before it even learn how to fly. Their eyes tired, not from life, but from seeing too much. Too soon, somewhere, we stopped building, stopped dreaming. Not because we wanted to, but because our dreams get evicted, get profiled, get told to wait. We fold ourselves smaller each day, trying to fit inside what's been offered. A room with no windows, a voice with no echo, a name that disappears on paper. What became of the fire in our feet, that rhythm, that rage? Where are the maps that freedom drew? The gardens our grandmothers prayed into view. We danced once, didn't we? In light. Even when the night refused our names, we dreamed taller than the iron bars that caged our songs and stole our flames. Somewhere along the line, we began to believe that heaven was too far. That's that piece. So, yeah, that was a little piece that I kind of drew up to. Like I said, I start every curation for an art show of kind of any project that I do. I kind of do a curation of, I write up a piece to give the direction of where I want to go, all of the points that I want to capitalize on, the history, the heritage that I want to talk about. So, yeah, that was that piece. Yo, I hope y'all enjoyed it.
Yeah. I love that. Man, I don't care where you at. You know, if you done been to some poetry events, poetry slams, I don't need claps. I need snaps.
Let's get some snaps. Let's get some snaps for sure.
Yeah, that was a dope piece, bro.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I kind of want to know more about, like, you know, what inspired that outside of the, I know you know, doing the event and, but that sounds like, you know, something that you come up with sitting in granny front room or, you know what I'm saying?
Or
auntie house, like sitting on the porch. Like, where did you draw the inspiration from to, like, because it was a very vivid poem, so
yeah, for
a very vivid piece. So where did you get that from?
Honestly, I was at the crib watching Sinners. I shouldn't say that. But I was watching Sinners with Granny, and it inspired me because I was, you know what I'm saying, spending time with my grandmother and just, like, us reminiscing, her being able to, like, honestly recognize a lot of the things that in today's time people would kind of find weird or crazy, and her just simply being able to point it out from things of her childhood. So it kind of gave me the spark to even want to do the exhibition, the Juke Well sessions, and want to capitalize off of it because we are in Memphis, you know what I'm saying, which is like the top of the Delta, which plays a very, very critical, important part in Delta history, from the blues music genres to food, cuisine, just how it traveled in general. So that's what definitely gave me my inspiration for that piece, and just wanting to do a lot of the things that I'm doing for Juneteenth.
Yeah.
I think it's time we kind of celebrate the culture that comes from here, because I feel like it's very, very influential, and it really inspires a lot of different other regions. So that's what helped me get to that point for sure.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel that. I feel what you're saying about inspiring other regions too, because, you know, the scope is definitely on the South and definitely on Memphis. And
1,000%.
I feel like we've had a large say or a large push in what's cool or what people think is the thing to do or the norm. So even relaying back to you, you know, saying your granny, like, she was able to depict or, like, pick out things from her childhood, which to us or to our generation might not be so normal, but to her it's like, man, I used to see this every day.
Every day.
Week, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, no, I feel that.
That's granny. Granny from Louisiana, I point out a small part of, like, them tying things above the house, which looked like what we were calling this time crazy or, like, voodoo, but, like, that was just a normal tradition back in Louisiana.
Yeah.
To keep the whatever out, the spirits out. Like, that's just what our people did. Yeah, it's a practice. It's a practice. Culture. Like, she remembered tying things up above the house to just keep spirits away. Like, so it's simple things like that, watching the movie with her and going, dang, that's crazy. Like, Ryan and them really did they research on it.
Yeah.
Like,
nah, facts. No, I rock with that, bro. And I appreciate you for... Was that your first time spitting that piece?
Yeah, sure was. Hey, it's not even out yet.
Yeah, we got an exclusive. So, yeah, man, I appreciate you for doing that. We about to jump back into some more tunes. And, yeah, we're going to hear back from the guy, myself, very soon before we close out the show. So we hope y'all been enjoying it so far. We hope y'all enjoyed that exclusive. And, yeah, let's get back to it.
Thank you. let it cook you.
is from my heart.
Been rocking and grooving. Just got to take a moment and shout out my boy Sean. He just walked in the studio today. He in the building. Session just got a whole lot better. Let's get back to it.
Promised land. One day we will be free from finding my love. People crying in the
That's my time, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to Way Down South Radio here on WYXR 91.7. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Hello, Memphis. This is Reverend Charles Hodges with High Rhythm Section. You are listening to WYXR 91.7.